Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
Hello, everybody. Riding along, as always, Rob F. Switch.
This is the Video Game Music Podcast featuring only 8-bit and 16-bit era video game music. And this is episode 132.
Here we are.
I wanted to make a note about the last episode, right?
Yes.
Remember that track that I sang over? You know, that was the FM piano test?
Right, from Sega.
Quartet.
Right.
Well, I realized after we recorded it that I realized and discovered that that's actually from a George... It seems to be lifted from a George Duke song called Shine On.
Really?
That opens with that same riff.
No.
You know? And, yeah, if you listen to George Duke, Shine On, you'll hear it was pretty much the same riff, and it seems to be the same, it seems to be lifted from that, yeah.
So that would mean it was not a legit track?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't say that exactly. I wouldn't go that far, but it seems to be quoting that. I mean,
sure.
It is a it is just an FM piano test, so
right.
Why not use something fun from mm-hmm. George Duke, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, wanted to point that out. I don't have anything else to mention, do you?
No.
Okay, let's get into today's topic.
Okay.
So the topic, we didn't mention in this last episode, but this is a composer focus on Motoaki Takenouchi, who... you know, over the last year or so has become one of my favorite composers because his stuff is really crazy and good.
Crazy good.
Well, it's crazy and good and crazy good.
Okay.
And, his stuff is, what I like about his stuff is that it's really big and intricate and progressive. It's not as crazy as Kazuo Hanzawa,
sure,
but it's still very sophisticated and complex. And I will say that, you know, he's great. He's a great composer,
right?
And we're gonna hear, you know, we're gonna hear a couple tracks from each of his games that he worked on during this era on this episode. But I do think we've played his best stuff already on previous episodes.
Okay.
I mean, that's my personal thought on it, that the tracks of his that have really impressed me, that was the ghost of Motoaki Takenouchi.
His spirit coming through.
His spirit. He's not dead, but I mean,
just his spirit.
It's his spirit.
His energy force.
I think that the stuff that really impressed me about him, we've already heard from on previous episodes. So... You know, I feel like we kind of already, if you really want to hear him shine, I think that, you know, the best examples of him shining are in these previous episodes. But
okay.
There's definitely some really good stuff we'll be hearing from today, I think. And he's just a really amazing composer. So a little bit about him. This is just some interesting trivia, is that he was classmates with the... video game composer Hayato Matsuo, who we've heard from on the podcast before. And Hayato Matsuo, actually, he did the music to Silvalion, and he did the music for the Super Nintendo version, and he also did the music to Master of Monsters. And both of them started working out under the supervision of Koichi Sugiyama, to the established video game and non-video game composer.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's kind of pretty much all I'll say about his background, you know. Stuff is really awesome. We're going to go through every game he worked on in this era, like I said, and we're going to do that chronologically. And, Rob and I are just going to play one track each from each of these games. So, we're going to start off with Duel Master, which came out in 1991 for the Sega Genesis.
Yes.
And yeah, that's his first game.
Okay.
Oh, that he composed the music to. He did some sound design on other stuff before that, but and did some arrangements and stuff for other things. But the first time he composed a soundtrack was Jewel Master.
This is a Mega Drive
Genesis
and Sega Genesis game.
Yes.
You let me finish.
Yes.
To Be Over is the name of the track that I'll be playing. Did you have this one picked out?
I did have one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, To Be Over is how I'll get things started.
Okay.
Master, To Be Over.
Yeah, that was cool, huh?
Said it again. That's how you start an episode there, Brent.
Did you hear that? There's like this there's this sort of solo, the synth solo. Mm-hmm. It almost sounds like some sort of like Moog solo or something that happens later on. So 80s, yeah. Okay. What's that solo I'm talking about?
Moog solo.
Moog solo?
Do you say Moog?
Moog.
I always thought it was pronounced Moog.
Yeah, you're right, probably.
I
think you're right, actually.
I only say that because I did take an electronic music community college course.
Yeah.
And the teacher always called it a Moog synthesizer.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually.
sophisticated track right there.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, really enjoyed that one. I'm curious to see what you picked out for the first one.
Well, I had a lot of tracks from this game picked out. One of them was that one.
Okay.
I also have, but the track I'm going to play is this one that's called Static. I just heard a little bit of that.
Right.
No, I don't know. No, the one I'm going to play is called Alone in Love.
Oh.
And it's funny because the track titles to these pieces are like kind of unusual, you know?
Can I name a couple?
Yeah.
Time to Kill.
Uh-huh.
Burning Bridges. Fish Out of Water.
Well, the ones that I think are funny that are that go really well together are, yes, Alone in Love,
yes,
and then Now You're Gone.
Oh.
You know.
It would have been funny if I had played
one of those.
Alone in Love, and then you follow with Now You're Gone.
Now You're Gone, yeah. The Dream's Over. And these are actually track titles that you can find in the sound test in the game, actually, you know? So he actually did put these, or someone in the game put these track titles on there. That's just really strange. And I think they're references to, like, prog rock bands, though.
Okay.
Like King Crimson.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what the deal is. So let's hear Alone in Love, which is a really just, okay, considering the name of that track, it kind of really fits with this track, too. There's something about it that's really quirky, and it's kind of a weird track. It's kind of atonal, but it's also melodic, though, at the same time. And
all right.
It's, it's a weird track. Alone in Love from Jewel Master on our Motoaki Takanouchi focus here on the Legacy Music Hour. From Jewel Master, music composed by Motoaki Takanouchi. This is called Alone in Love. And I feel like doesn't that track really fit this piece?
Alone in Love?
Yeah, it just feels like it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It feels some weird, like it's some sort of weird romantic, some sort of messed up romantic adventure or something, you know?
Hey, it sounds very frantic.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's something that's just there's a quirkiness to it, and there's almost like a silliness or a playfulness about it, you know, but it's, I don't know, even though there's tension in it too, you know. Especially this part. Like I said, it's kind of atonal, but it's a melodic though too, you know. Mm-hmm. Track titles to these pieces would make me think that this game is some kind of Leisure Suit Larry type of game. You know, it's not though. It's an adventure game, but you know, it's interesting. I like this one part coming up here. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I think it's pretty... He's progressive, though. This guy's progressive, I say, you know? He's definitely... You know, like most of the composers that we do composer focuses on, he takes it to the next level, I think.
Next level. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, how about we take it to the next level?
So we'll move on to Landstalker.
Landstalker.
Yes.
Another Sega Genesis title.
That's right. So this came out in 1992. And this is the next game he worked on.
I believe, let's see, so many choices here. I had a lot of picks from this soundtrack.
Yeah.
I'm kind of leaning toward a ballad for Princess Loria,
but
at the same time, I want to go with, think I'll disrupt this good cheer.
Okay. Well, if you're weighing in, you get my 2 cents or whatever, or 1 cent or whatever, okay. however many cents you want.
I'll give you a nickel.
Yeah, okay. I would say ballad for Princess Loria.
You're more into that one, huh?
Well, I had that picked out also, but I'm not going to play. I had that picked up.
Oh, yeah.
As a backup.
Did you pick, think I'll disrupt this
picture? No, I didn't have that in my selections.
Mm. You know what? Let's go with it. A ballad for Princess Loria.
Mm-hmm.
Ballad for Princess Loria. Landstalker. Just lulling me, actually, into a deep, calm state.
It's very different than the tracks we heard from the other game, Jewel Master, you know? Well, or in particular, the one that I played, you know? Which
right.
is all kind of crazy. And,
yeah.
You know? It's nice. Very nice. Nice choice.
Okay. I did it for Princess Loria.
You did it for me.
Princess Loria.
You did it for me, Princess Loria. We might as well just finish this out, right? It's just about the end here. So I'm going to play a track from Landstalker called Treasure Hunter Nigel.
That was one of my backup tracks.
Mm-hmm. Here's another track from Landstalker. Thank you. This is music from Landstalker. This is called Treasure Hunter Nigel from composer Motoaki Takenouchi. It's good, really good. It's my favorite so far.
Doesn't it remind you maybe of a news theme song?
Yeah, like a newscast. Yeah,
yes.
I love that.
That's you like
sort
that
of,
sound?
It sounds almost like a really you know, the fast-paced, like, kind of piano sound.
Sure.
Or what, something like that, you know? Like the higher register of a piano.
Right, right.
Kind of hitting really, you know, the fast pace, kind of, I guess, kind of syncopated rhythm, I guess, or something. But it's so good. I love where it comes in right here, too. Love that whatever that is, that piano kind of fast-paced piano situation. And the bass is really good too, actually. And I like how the drums kind of have this, I don't know, everything about it. It's composed in a very kind of, I don't know, there's a lot of thought put into all the different parts. Now, this part coming up is the best right here. Piece is very good. Yeah.
So that brings us to Double Moon Densetsu.
Yeah, so this also came out in 1992 for the Famicom.
Lots of tracks to choose from here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But why don't we just get right into it?
It's also kind of neat that it's, you know, he kind of starts with these two Mega Drive Genesis tracks or Genesis games.
Sure.
And then moves on to a Famicom game.
Right, right.
So, okay, yeah.
Let's get into it. Densetsu. Registration. Final boss defeated as well.
Yeah, the music plays. This is my first choice as well, by the way, from this game. And this plays when you're registering your name in the beginning and right after you beat the final boss. And yeah, it's very good.
It's moving.
Kind of almost has this almost Nobuo Uematsu, like,
okay,
kind of like his Famicom.
You nailed it.
You know,
right.
You know what I mean.
Right.
Kind of reminds me.
Turn this part up.
Oh yeah. Oh, the before that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this part right here. I mean, I'm a sucker for that chord change. Like, anytime any video game track uses that chord change, where it's like, you know, it's basically a major chord followed by a whole step lower major chord, then I always like that, you know?
Okay.
It never seems to get old for me, you know? It reminds me of, I think it's Final Fantasy III with the water town or the the Maiden of Water or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, that was my first choice for this game, Double Moon Densetsu. So I'm going to play my second choice, which is Staff. This is what plays during the Staff role. So again, this is from composer Motoaki Takanouchi from Double Moon Densetsu. This is Staff. Music from Double Moon Densetsu for the Famicom. Music composed by Motoaki Takanouchi. And that was the Staff role. And to me, that's very emblematic of his style.
Yeah.
You know, really kind of intricate and complicated. And that really reminds me of the kind of stuff he does in Shining Force 2, which to me, Shining Force 2 is really his best work.
That's what his legacy is.
He did music for a lot of the Shining Force games, mm-hmm. but particularly Shining Force 2 has such an amazing soundtrack. And this track from Double Moon Densetsu really kind of reminds me of the spirit of the Shining Force 2 tracks. You know, in particular the ending track from Shining Force 2, which we heard on a different episode. You can hear how complicated this gets, you know? Or just how intricate it gets, you know? Like right here, you know? I mean, listen to the bass. The bass is going crazy, too, you know? Okay, then we calm down a little bit here, you know? It's not as crazy here, but... But I think that's just really neat that it's that even with a Famicom game, he was able to really, you know, kind of push the limits of it and use those three voices
right.
in a really effective way, in a really kind of complex way, you know.
Okay.
You know, with the Genesis stuff, he's working with more voices, but here he's still able to sort of get that same progressive feeling with just three voices, you know.
Right.
Listen to it. Listen to the bass. You hear that bass there? It's crazy.
Hear it. Yeah.
Yeah. So to me, this is just classic his style. This is just classic Motoaki Takenouchi. Yeah.
It is time for a little Game Gear. Shining Force Gaiden.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so Shining Force Gaiden. So the full title, this is the first one in the Shining Force Gaiden series, which is like a kind of, you know, it's like a spin-off from Shining Force, which came out on Genesis originally, but he didn't do the music to the first one. But so this is a Game Gear game, and the full title is Shining Force Gaiden Ensei Jaishin no Kuni A. And this also came out in 1992. So
busy year 1992.
Busy year, definitely a busy year. And this came out only in Japan for the Game Gear.
Mega gear,
yeah.
Yes. Let's get it started. I'm gonna jump right into it. Shining Force Gaiden, Game Gear.
This is a very good track. This part is really good right here. That note right there.
All of the tracks that we've heard so far, they just have this level of
expressiveness,
sophistication, yeah, but they're also so complex.
Yeah, complex, expressive too, I feel.
Yeah, man.
Dynamic. I love this part right here. Check this out. Oh.
That's just really good.
So, and right there. It's all right. It's basically repeated the same thing.
Right, essentially
the same thing, yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's just...
Well, you told me this was a backup for you.
It was, but I think... I mean, there's some really great tracks in this game. So, this is a great track. And the track I'm going to play next is a great track also.
Okay.
It's called Great Cypress War. Okay?
Okay.
And this is music from Shining Force Gaiden, the part one, Ensei Jaishin no Kuni A, music by Motoaki Takenouchi. music from Shining Force Gaiden for the Game Gear. This is called Great Cyprus War. And this just has some really expressive parts to me, just the way it's composed, you know.
Yeah.
Just I love the second half of this so much. It's like, I like this part a lot too. Part right here. It's very expressive. This part coming up is my favorite right here. I think it's right here, actually. You know, what I like about it is I love that he's kind of just builds on this idea. You know, there's like a little motif or something, you know, like a little theme, and then he just sort of uses that and kind of builds on it, puts it in a different key, and kind of I love how it just the expression of that theme builds through the track, you know. It's very good. It is very sophisticated.
You know, you had more knowledge of video game music before we ever started this podcast. Were you aware of Motoaki Takenouchi?
Not at all. No, I wasn't aware of. I thought I knew a lot about video game music before we started the podcast.
Yeah,
I didn't know about any of these great composers like Kazuo Hanzawa or Hitoshi Sakamoto.
Right.
You know, or this guy. You know, Motoaki Takenouchi. I mean, these are all just amazing composers, and I thought I knew a lot about video game music then. I mean, I didn't know about these guys, you know. But
okay, now we are moving on to Aguri Suzuki F1 Super Driving for the Game Boy.
That's right. So this is from 1993. Finally, we get to 1993.
Been waiting.
Yeah. This only came out in Japan for the Game Boy.
We've played a few tracks from this already.
Yeah.
There's some hits on this soundtrack.
Definitely. I mean, I do feel we've played the best tracks already,
right,
you know, on previous episodes.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and agree with you on that point.
Yeah. But, you know, we'll hear some. We'll have a couple more on this.
Hey,
episode.
There's still some left.
Yeah.
I think there's still some winners.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to me that, you know, if you're looking at what he's... This is an unusual game because until now, he's always been just doing these sort of role-playing and adventure kind of games, you know? And then all of a sudden, a racing game, you know?
Right.
It's just very kind of odd that all of a sudden he's doing music for a racing game.
Amen.
After doing these sort of very kind of epic-sounding soundtracks to role-playing games. I mean, he doesn't really get into the thick of it until later with some more of the Shining Force stuff, but I mean, still, you know.
Maybe he just said, I just need to clear my head for a little bit and just do another type of game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, maybe so.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Aguri Suzuki F1 Super Driving. Here's a track for you. Suzuki F1 Super Driving.
And this just totally sounds like his style too, though. You know, to me sounds like it could easily have been in one of the Shining Force guiding games.
Yeah, you're right.
It actually sounds like one of the Shining Force guiding tracks, actually. It's kind of funny that it's I mean, the style changes a little bit for this racing game, but you definitely hear his, you know, his flavor in this game.
Could it have been a situation where maybe he just had a bunch of backup tracks from role-playing games, and he thought, maybe I'll just adapt them somehow into this racing situation?
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so.
Right.
But, you know, another thing to note is that this track isn't as, complicated as some of the other tracks
we've
heard.
Yeah.
But it's still, I like that he's able to sort of dial it down sometimes and be a little more simplistic a little bit but still be really expressive too,
right.
You know? Like, you hear that with that ballad for Princess Loria track, you know? It's not as crazy as these other tracks or as intricate, you know? But there's still, he's really just good at just creating a momentum with his work, you know? Okay, well, this was actually my first choice from what we've had left to choose from on this game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go with my second choice, which was, this is from the game as well. So Guri Suzuki F1 Super Driving for the Game Boy Japan. And this is music from Motoaki Takenouchi. This is music from Aguri Suzuki F1 Super Driving for the Game Boy Japan. This is music by Motoaki Takenouchi. And this track is more, there's more going on, like, you know, detail-wise.
Okay.
There's just a lot of, especially in the beginning, you know?
It's a little Fallen Brothers-esque at the beginning.
Oh,
there.
You think so? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, it seems to me so far it's either stuff has just a lot going on in it or has not as much going on in it, but either way it's very sophisticated and expressive. Yeah.
Still layered. It's so very layered.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what's next on the line?
Shining Force, sort of Haya.
Yeah, or Hajia?
Hajia.
Hajia, yeah.
Sure.
So this came out in 1993 in Japan, but it came out in 94 in the United States, or North America. So, and this is for the Game Gear also.
Shining Force, the Sword of Hajia.
Hajia. This is also the sequel to Shining Force Gaiden. So it's... There's a Shining Force Gaiden trilogy, and this is the second installment.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I can't imagine playing a role-playing game on Game Gear. I mean, you'd have to have it plugged into the wall the whole time, I think.
That's right, yeah.
I think the Game Gear just ran on batteries, unless you had it plugged into the wall.
Yeah, sure, that's right. Yeah.
So, it's a big time commitment.
Get a lot of batteries.
Okay. All right.
By the way, one thing also to note about this, it's almost the same exact soundtrack as Part 1, but there are some tracks that are different.
Right.
And actually, there's a couple tracks on the original Shining Force Gaiden that don't appear in this soundtrack also. But yeah.
Shining Force, the Sword of Hajia. Thank you. Force, the Sword of Hajia, ending three.
Yeah, ending three. That, and it's funny because it keeps on seeming like it's going to end, you know, and then it keeps going and going, you know. We won't get to that again because that was kind of a long piece, you know. But this is a great piece. This is my second choice.
Right.
And if you you almost picked my first choice.
Uh-huh.
And if you did pick that, I would have played this one myself. But I love that end, how you keep on thinking it's going to end, and then it keeps going and going.
Fooled ya.
Yeah. It just reminded me of some kind of, concerto that has such a big ending that you keep on... It keeps going, you know. It's just, the ending is just so elongated, you know. The later part changes in the. Yeah.
I like the tone of this music right now. Mm-hmm. The vibe it's giving off, given that here in the annex it's quite gloomy outside.
Well, while we were listening to the track, it started storming super hard out of nowhere.
Yeah,
because a few days ago it was super hot,
right?
You know, and then it just and it was coming down so hard we thought it was hail or something, and then it was just crazy. It was really coming down really hard. Maybe it was the spirit again.
Okay. Right. It was the spirit of Hajia.
Yeah. If the piece wasn't so long, I'd wait till the end again, but for that long ending, it's fun. Yeah. See where we're at right now. No, it's going to be wild. All right. Anyway, okay, so I'm going to play my next track from this game, Shining Force, the Sword of Hajia, for the Game Gear. This is ending one.
Ending
so
one.
I think the ending comes in three parts, and this is the first part of the ending.
Right.
Okay. Shining Force, the Sword of Hajia. This is Shining Force Gaiden 2 for the Game Gear. And this is Ending 1, music by Motoaki Takanouchi. And, I love this part right here. He'll have a theme, and it'll just develop that theme throughout the piece, you know?
Yeah.
Right here, just doing it. That is the theme that he's sort of developing, you know? And I love the way it sort of builds and builds. It builds on that theme, you know? It's good. It's really good. I like it. Da, 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 da. You hear that? What? I love that.
Yeah. It sounded like you really got into that.
Da, 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 da. Well, that one part. I love this part right here. I like the drums too. I like how it's kind of coming in on the offbeat. Yeah.
Shining Force 2 is the next track on our the next game on our list.
Yeah, so this also came out in 1993 in Japan, and came out in North America in 1994 on the Genesis. Now, this is Sega Genesis, and this to me is his thing. This is his real opus, you know.
Okay.
I mean, to me, these are the tracks that just really blow everything away. And to me, this is where you really hear his sophistication at its peak, at least during this era. And,
okay.
But you know, like I said, I feel like we did play the best tracks from this game already on previous episodes.
I see.
But we still have some good tracks to play anyway.
Well, in that case, why don't I get it going with Dying Wishes?
Dying Wishes, okay, yeah.
Force 2. Dying Wishes.
Very good piece. And again, this one's scaled down as far as the intricacy of it, you know, but it's mm-hmm. still very, you know, compelling. You know?
Yes.
I love that. There's so many great tracks on the Shining Force 2 soundtrack, you know. My favorite is the ending theme, which was in my top 10. I think it was my number 5 track for the whole year, last year.
Yeah.
And but I really like that Lively Town. That's one of my favorite tracks we've played this year on the podcast.
Right.
And then the main theme is really good too.
I almost forget that this is a video game music podcast times during this, since we started this this particular episode.
Oh, yeah. What do you think of it as? A classical music program?
It's just, it's a little experimental.
Yeah.
You know, a little classical.
Yeah. I guess it does kind of sound like just, you know, kind of like 20th century classical music or something, you know?
This one's a little new agey.
Sure,
a little new age sprinkled in there.
His stuff is kind of jazzy too. That's what's kind of neat about him. He's like, he kind of fuses a lot of stuff together. Like right here is kind of really jazzy right here. Like right there, that's a real kind of jazzy sort of sounding situation. It's jazzy, there's some elements of like prog rock, you know, which we heard earlier, like with the Jewel Master. And there's a kind of classical and sort of cinematic approach, you know. It's kind of a lot of stuff going on, you know?
Yeah, I'm kind of I don't know of his the influences. I'm reading who his influences are.
Yeah,
but I don't know who they are. Do you know King Crimson?
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier. Yeah, King Crimson is a prog rock band. Yeah.
Keith Emerson.
No.
Lakin Palmer.
No.
Well, Frank Zappan. Yes.
Yeah.
I am familiar
sure.
With
yeah.
Some of them.
Yes. Yeah.
But
prog, it seems like he's influenced by prog rock.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm. I gotta check these bands out.
Yeah.
Check these artists out.
I think that the track listings for that first game, Jewel Master, were references to Yes. Also,
okay.
I think some of them were at least. Yeah, you can tell that he's into progressive rock because it's just, his music is really kind of there's a sort of a kind of mathy quality to his work. I think. Okay, so I'm going to play a track called HQ, which I don't know, I'd assume stands for headquarters.
Okay.
And
or high quality.
High quality, that's right, you're right. Yeah, maybe it's that. Maybe that's what it is. But this track is a variation on the main theme, which we have heard already. We heard that. That track is called Wandering Warriors. You can listen to the episode we played that on, which is a great track. And this isn't a repeat of that track. It's just it's a variation on that track, you know.
Right.
So this is HQ from Shining Force 2, music by Motoaki Takanuchi. From Shining Force 2 from composer Motoaki Takanouchi. This is called HQ. And there's that main theme right there. Dun, 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 dun. But here it kind of varies right here. And really this track is really almost like a jazz solo over the music of the main theme, you know? Uh-huh. Like this part right here, you know? I feel like that main theme is really, that's the Shining Force theme, you know what I mean? I feel like that kind of almost is the theme of all his work in a way, like that kind of... That right there is just, to me, it almost like, that's almost like his theme, you know? Motoaki Takanouchi's theme, you know? Like that's his most recognizable hook, I think, you know? It's really good.
Now we go to some Super Famicom.
Yeah.
And we will be hearing from...
Gamera
Gyausu Gekimetsu Sakusen.
Yeah, and this came out in 1995 for the Super Famicom.
I will tell you right now that the Super Famicom tracks, I believe, are my favorite.
Oh, are they?
Of all of his works. And you're talking to a Sega Genesis guy, Brent.
Right.
Look me in the eye. Sega Genesis. You understand? Uh-huh. But the Super Famicom tracks, I was blown away.
Really? Okay.
I really enjoyed the Super Famicom tracks the most. And it's not an easy thing for me to say, but hey, actually it is, because it is an easy thing for me to say. Because it's good. It's good. Okay. So I will be starting things off with Gamera Leaves.
Oh, yeah. That was my first choice also. From the
I mean, this is just what's up right here.
Oh, it's very good. It's very good.
Yeah. Thank you. Gamera leaves from the game. Gamera, Kyausou Yakimetsu Sakusen.
Kyausou.
Is that rain coming down again?
Yeah. Wow, that's loud.
That is loud, man.
So the spirits are sad about Gamera leaving. You know? The song is kind of sentimental in a way, you know.
I didn't know that Gamera was that turtle monster from the Godzilla. I think Godzilla fought him beat him, actually.
Yeah. Right. But this one must be about Gamera being the hero in this one, or right?
Right.
Godzilla, he's a good guy in some of the movies, right?
I think so.
Right?
I don't know why. There's a number of Godzilla movies, right?
Right, yeah.
Isn't there...
Obviously starts as a bad guy, right?
Is there Bride of Godzilla? I think there is one, right? Or Son of Godzilla?
Son of Godzilla? Yeah. Godzilla Jr.?
Godzilla Goes to New York?
Godzilla Goes to Camp? Godzilla in Space?
Godzilla in Space. Yeah. You remember those days when movies eventually they would get so many, there would be so many sequels that eventually you'd have to have them go to New York to camp or go to space.
Right,
it's
right.
One of those three.
Yeah. Totally. No, that's why I said that.
Yeah.
This is a good track, though. I like this track a lot. Yeah.
It's jazzy, a little bossa nova.
Yeah, kind of.
Bossa nova flavor.
It does have that. Yeah. Do you like that? Is this sort of a rhythm that kind of comes in after this part, you know? You know what I'm talking about?
Turn this up.
It's kind of fun. I like this little lick right here. It's a little jazzy lick right here. Here it comes. And
it's very elevator-y.
Kind of, not a little.
You don't
bit,
think so?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
See you, Gamera.
What?
I said, see you, Gamera.
It's funny, I was thinking in my head, goodbye, Gamera. But I didn't say it, though. I was more serious about it, though. You were more like, okay, see ya. See you later.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to play... That was my first choice from this game. My next choice from this one is... it's Unknown Song 1. So I guess this was... maybe this is... Yeah, so anyway, this is called Unknown Song 1. From Gamera. Gyausu Gekimetsu Sakusen. Music by... Our composer focus of the episode, Motoaki Takenouchi. music from Gamera Gyaosu Gekimetsu Sakusen.
That beginning is the best, man.
I love that. It's like, yeah, it's really cool. This is Unknown Song 1. Motoaki Takenoguchi. You want to hear that beginning track?
Yes.
Well, actually, yeah, we'll hear it again. We'll hear it again. I'm not going to want it because there's the other part that I really like a lot too, kind of near the end. There's this sort of, I don't know, this is very prog rock, by the way, I think, kind of. And I like the, this is sort of like backwards sound kind of thing, as if it's playing in reverse, kind of. Like this, you hear that? Yeah. It's coming up in this. Also, I like how it becomes major right there too. This part's really cool right here. This part right here. Listen to the backwards sounding situation here. Right there. It's like the strings are being played in reverse. And here comes that big beginning. Love that.
There we go, we're going down.
Yeah.
Going down.
Down.
Up. Whew, that's so good.
Well, I like it too because it's such a weird kind of creepy sound actually. But,
yeah.
But it's the drums, you know? Major, it's major right there. Major again right there. I like that. Yeah, there's a weird quality to this whole piece, but it's good. It's really good. I would say weird quality, but it's good. No, weird quality and it's good.
Okay.
All right.
So moving on. Now we are at Gran Historia, Genshi Sakaki.
Yes. This is also 1995 release for the Super Famicom. Wonder which ones you picked on this one.
Ooh, let's see here. Ooh, I loved Ending 1. I loved Field, but I think I'm going to have to go with Unhappiness.
Okay, I did not pick that up.
You did not pick Unhappiness?
I had Ending 2, Field, and Garamania, and Manam...
I also had Manamigamal. I also had City picked out.
No.
I like that. But all right. Oh, what was that one? Alone in Love?
Yeah.
That's one you had earlier?
Yeah.
Now we have Unhappiness. Mm-hmm.
Alone in Love.
Alone. It's like a whole story we've had here for the whole episode. You know? Uh-huh. And this is just, I don't know what you've got next, but maybe it's the ending. maybe it's the end. Maybe it's the end. Yeah. Ending 3.
All right. It's ending 2. But
2.
Yeah. Well, I will move on to ending 2, but that's not the end of the episode, though.
Okay.
Because we still have another game, actually, after this. One more game after this. Gran Historia, Super Famicom, this is Ending 2. music from Gran Historia, Ending 2. Music by Motoaki Takanouchi. This is a jam.
Yes.
I love this right here. It's like... sounds like ghosts almost, yeah? It's like ghostly.
Okay.
It's neat how synthy this track is, too, for a Super Nintendo track. You know?
This sounds really 80s to me right here.
Totally, yeah. With that marimba sound, you know?
Yes.
This is a jam right here. Check this out right here. True! Spandau Ballet? No, I'm just kidding. Not really.
Okay.
It sounded a little bit.
All right, right.
I'm surprised you didn't pick this one as your top choice, actually.
Well, I like the other one more.
Yeah.
I told you before, the Super Famicom tracks, to me, are the best, the standouts.
Huh.
I think that's the legacy.
Uh-huh. I love these ghostly synth sounds here, you know? That's good. That's a good track. All right, and finally, we come to Shining Force Gaiden Final Conflict.
Right.
Released only in Japan for the Game Gear in 1995 as well. 1995, another kind of big year. I mean, all of this is just taking place between 1991 and 1995, you know? I don't know if the listeners or you have been able to gauge any sort of development in his style at all or over this years, but I don't know, maybe. So Shining Force Gaiden Final Conflict, it's mainly the music from... Shining Force 2 for the Genesis. So he mainly just used the music from that. But there's a couple of tracks that are different.
So, Brent, I started off the episode.
Yes.
With...
To Be Over.
To Be Over. I started off the episode with To Be Over. And then, you know, it's... I don't know what happened. There was a ballad for Princess Loria. But then you were alone in love. And then Gamera left us with our dying wishes.
Mm-hmm.
And there was unhappiness. And I think now the only way to end it is just, we should have seen this coming, okay? Because it was a message from ancient times.
Okay.
That's what bands do. Have you been to a live music show? And then a band will introduce the title of their song.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to make it a conversation.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like there's this band that you know, the band Whitesnake, right?
Yeah.
The guy David
Alan Greer.
David Alan, no, not David Alan Greer. David Coverdale.
David Mamet.
He'll do this banter between songs, but then the big Whitesnake song is This Love, one of their big hits. So he'll just start talking, and then he'll say, you know, Burbank, or where were we? Los Angeles. He goes, Los Angeles. You know, I just want to tell you guys this, you know, it's just crazy. It's a crazy world out there. And I just have one question for you. Is this love? You know?
Yeah.
I try to set that whole thing
up. Sure.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
So, Brent.
I think you've joined the ranks. David.
David Mamet.
David Mamet.
David
yeah.
Mamet Greer.
David Mamet, yeah, David Mamet Greer. David Mamet Greer. Thank you.
message from ancient times.
And this is this track, while we're hearing this from the Shining Force Guide and Final Conflict soundtrack, this originally appears in the first Shining Force Gaiden game. And also, it's used in Shining Force 2 as well. I think it's called Matula's Shrine in that game.
Okay.
So it kind of really is a message from ancient times, because you've heard it through all the other Shining Force games.
Oh, I like that.
Kind of a thing. Except for Shining Force 1.
Brent, I like that. Are you going to walk me to my car when we're done?
I can, if you like.
Yeah, it's raining and just feeling a little melancholy. After.
Did you find a good spot? No, probably. Right?
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Right across the street.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Well, there's hope after all. So, all right, my track from Shining Force Gaiden and Final Conflict is going to be, I was going to play Hole in the Heart myself,
right,
actually, but you played Dying Wishes, so.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go with Fall of Footsteps.
Oh.
Fall of Footsteps.
Wait, do you hear that right now?
What?
Sounds like footsteps.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Right.
It's rain.
That's falling.
Yes.
Fall of Footsteps.
Oh.
Shining Force, Gaiden, Final Conflict. Shining Force Gaiden Final Conflict, music by Motoaki Takanouchi, Fall of Footsteps. And I imagine this is some sort of battle music or something, you know?
Okay.
But I love that part right there, just where it slows down for a second, and it's sort of kind of jazzy almost, and that's what really sold me on this track, actually.
Right, right.
So check it out. Cool, that's really cool, you know? Anyway, so that just about brings us to the end of our focus on Motoaki Takanouchi. What a I think an amazing composer, just very sophisticated, you know? You know, really progressive, and he's one of my favorites. He's one of my favorite composers now, you know?
No doubt. I'm glad we had this focus.
For a full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com. You can comment there if you want to, you know, share your own thoughts about the tracks you heard on this episode or tracks you hear on other episodes. You can email us as well at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
As always, call us, text us, 281-SONIC. 91.
Rob is standing by.
Oh, yes.
It's like this. Rob is standing by.
And that's me answering all the phones, manning the switchboard.
That's you standing by.
Yeah.
That's you just standing by, yeah.
That should be kind of just a zoom in on my face.
All right, so let's see, what else is going on here? So if you want to vote for your favorite track, you can send an email to legacymusichour@gmail.com. And you can also text it as well. But whatever the case may be, case is, either start your message or, you know, put it in the subject. 132 poll. Pick your favorite track. And, you know, for fun, you know, we'll just we'll see what track gets the highest pick or gets picked the most.
Yeah.
Just pick one track.
I think people are jumping on board with that one.
And you can also pick from the final track as well, or the closing track as well. Okay. So next week we will be doing another racing games episode. This will be Racing Games 3, Return to Columns.
Yes.
I said Return to Columns.
Instead of the Revenge of Columns.
I said Return to Columns, like as if Columns is an area or a city or something.
Hey, as long as it doesn't leave me like Yamura, I'll be happy.
Then again, I guess it could mean a return to sort of playing the game Columns, I guess. You know. Well, so that's our next episode, and check that out. Okay, so to close... I thought would be an appropriate way to close, maybe to close with something that he didn't actually compose but arranged, you know. So this is sort of taking it back a little earlier, but this is not too early. This is from Evo, or EVO, Search for Eden. This came out on the Super Nintendo, and it was released in Japan in 1992. Released in North America in 1993. So again, 92, busy year for Motoaki Takenouchi. And this is music composed by Koichi Sugiyama. Okay? But it was arranged by Motoaki Takenouchi. And so we'll just close on one of his arrangements instead of one of his compositions. We'll be hearing The Origin of Gaia. And again, this is music from EVO, Search for Eden. And that's going to close us out. So my name is Brent Weinbach.
Rob F. Switch.
The name of the program is The Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.